You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome back to an evening walk down Dalal Street. While Sensex may have held on to 38,000, Nifty took support at its 200 EMA, but overall, bears remained in charge. All the stories from Dalal Street is what I bring to you on this edition of an evening walk down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Bears remained in control of Dalal Street for the third consecutive day in a row to hit a fresh two-month low today on Monday. The S&P BSE Sensex managed to hold on to 38,000 towards the close after it breached in intraday trade, while Nifty 50 got support near its 200 days exponential moving average. Selling in heavyweights like HDFC Twins, ITC and Bajaj Finance kept the market under pressure. Banking stocks remained under pressure, with Nifty Bank recording a fall of nearly 500 points or 1.63%. In terms of sectoral losers, the S&P BSE Finance Index fell 2.2%, followed by the S&P BSE FMCG Index, which was down 1.4%, and the S&P BSE BankEx, which was down 1.4%. On the broader market front, S&P BSE Small Cap Index fell 1.1%, while the BSE Mid Cap Index was down by 0.6%. The fall in the index was largely weighed down by muted global cues, mixed earnings from India Inc., which reflected signs of a slowdown in the economy, persistent selling by foreign investors, and fall in key heavyweight stocks in the banking pack. The market is likely to remain volatile ahead of the F&O expiry on Thursday. The next big support for the index is placed at 200 days exponential moving average, placed at 11,294, and below that 200 days moving average level, placed at 11,127. But after witnessing a fall from a high of 11,982 on the 5th of July, the index is trading near key support levels and should ideally see a technical bounce back, according to experts. Vikas Jain, who is a senior research analyst at Reliance Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, Nifty 50 index should see a bounce from current levels after a sharp fall from the high of 11,982 over the past 13 days. Volatility in the market will be high concerning F&O expiry this week and earnings of individual stocks. On the higher side, 11,480 to 11,500 will act as a strong resistance for the Nifty 50 over the next few days, end quote. Some stocks that made some noise today on D Street. Reliance Industries rose 2.5% after the country's largest company by market capitalization reported a consolidated profit after tax of 10,104 crore rupees for the June quarter. That is up 6.8% from a year ago. Shares of Kotak Mahindra fell 3% despite brokerages saying that the lender is expected to report healthy growth in June quarter. HDFC Bank shares fell 3% after moderate weakness in quarter one asset quality and a slowdown in retail loan growth, but brokerages remained positive on the stock of HDFC Bank. Shares of OBC, that is Oriental Bank of Commerce, shed 2% despite the company posting a profit of 112.7 crore rupees in the quarter ended June 2019. Cipla was down over 1% after the US drug regulator, that is the FDA, issued 7 observations to the Bangalore facility. And finally, shares of Avanti Seeds surged 7% after the company posted better numbers for the quarter ended June 2019. Avanti, Cipla, OBC, HDFC Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Reliance Industries making some noise today on Dalal Street. And how did financial markets elsewhere fare? Asian markets ended lower today, with the Shanghai Composite shedding 1.27% to close at 2,886.97. Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped 0.23% to close at 21,416.79, while South Korea's Kospi ended marginally lower at 2,093.34. Well, that's it. Red seems to be the color on Dalal Street and bear the choice fauna on Dalal Street. Will this change over the course of this week? We'll, of course, keep you updated because it's business as usual. And Monday has returned, as has the regular trading week. I will see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street. And, of course, later in the evening today for other things like stories of the day, as well as today's edition of Digging Deeper with Money Control. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. I haven't seen any of you comment on Apple Podcasts or CastBox recently, so say hello, shout out, because we love looking forward to what you have to say. Until the next time you hear from me, wherever that may be, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.